giving praise to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb. We can't sing that enough. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Around the throne, day and night, they cry, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Amen. Right now, they're crying, holy. Oh, I mean, it's a constant ring throughout the third heaven. Holy, amen. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty. Amen. Which is and which was and which is to come. Amen. Thank God. They keep telling of his story just in that statement there. Which is the Creator, always has been, which was, one that came, suffered and died, which is to come back again for his people. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessing. Amen. All right, if you've got your Bible, turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. I desire your prayers this morning that the Lord would help us. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. I'll begin reading in verse number 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that I'm not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believed. I want to go back and preach around this chapter and around this thought that the Apostle Paul mentions in verse number 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And, you know, we, a lot of times, I know, me personally, I have quoted this scripture many a time, and I've heard a lot of other preachers preach it many a time. And most of the time that you hear it quoted, you hear people say it like this: I am what I am by the grace of God. But it doesn't read that way. It reads, by the grace of God, I am what I am. You see, it's not proper that I should mention my name before the grace of God that makes me what I am. And Paul mentioned it that way. He put it first when he said, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. You see, it's the grace of God that made him, makes you and I what we are. It's concerning salvation. Now, you can't take a lost person and they can't use this verse. They can't just, you know, come out and say in their old sinful life, well, I just am what I am by the grace of God. No, this is talking about a saved person. Somebody that has had grace come into their life. God's grace entering into the life of someone and making them what they are. Now I want to tell you something. You and I, we may see ourselves, and we should see ourselves very low. John the Baptist saw himself low. He saw himself, he said, I'm not worthy to loose the latchet on this man's shoe that I'm coming before. And the Apostle Paul, he mentioned, he said, I'm the chiefest of sinners. And when he mentioned what God had done for him, he couldn't get over. He said, I shouldn't even be here. I persecuted the church. That's just how low that I was. And so the believer that has had God's grace in their life can truly see theirself in an humble light. Are you listening to what Paul is saying here? But I want to tell you something. Somebody that has had God's grace in their life is far from a nothing or a nobody. Amen. I mean, when God's grace has come into the life of anyone, male or female, it has made us into something glorious. Amen. Made us into a fit subject for heaven. Has done something in our life. I mean, it's the grace of God that he's talking about here. That is the center subject. It's not Paul. It's the grace that made Paul, that brought him from Saul to Paul. And to you and I, listen, we should always give the glory to God that transfigures you and I into his image. If there's any goodness in me, it's the grace of God. If there's anything seen in me, it's God's grace that did it. I can't take any glory, any credit, or any worth within myself. Apart from God's grace, I'm a nothing. I should have died and went to hell, amen, and deserved it justly. But I am what I am today because grace first came into my life. Amen. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And Paul mentioned some things that I really like. I mean, when you look here and see what God's grace does in somebody's life. I mean, it's a divine influence. That's what God's grace is. It's God's divine influence. Amen. Think about that. The Trinity of heaven influencing your life. Amen. Coming into your life. I mean, it's grace that first troubled you. As a sinner, that's God's influence in your life, wouldn't you say? I mean, when God started making your bed hard, amen, and your sheets a little short, and the nights long and hell real, amen, that's God's influence in your life. That's his grace. It's because that God loved you and I. It's because that God wanted something more for that man that he created and the man that he loves. And you know, I've said it many times here while I'm preaching, when I say man, I'm talking about mankind. I'm talking about woman too. Amen. The woman, the man, both that God had created. I mean, that's God's divine influence. Amen. Of the divine influence of God upon the heart. It's a reflection in your life of that grace. I mean, now you remember what Paul said? He was talking about God's grace. He said, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. What is that? That's the reflection of God's grace on our life. Amen? I mean, it's like a mirror that's been placed in front of you and I, except we see something different now. What is it? It's a reflection of the image of God's Son that we begin to see. Not ourself anymore. Amen? Listen, when a child of God looks into a mirror, many times you and I, we see ourselves and the rottenness and the flesh, and we see our sin, and we see how we failed. But I want to tell you that God's grace can put much a more divine reflection on your life. It's a divine reflection. It's a divine influence on your life. You and I have to allow God's Word and God's influence to control every area of our life so that you and I can see God's grace in our life. See, if I don't allow it to change me, then I can't see it. But if I allow His grace to influence my life, then I can begin to see a different picture. I begin to see that reflection that God meant for me to see. What Paul said, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. It was not in vain. Now, when he went back in verse number 2, when he was talking to the Corinthians, those carnal Corinthians, saved but carnal, very carnal, much like today's Christianity, saved but carnal. If we're not careful, any one of us that are saved can become carnal. And in this day, you better believe the devil's going to try more than ever to get you to be carnal. We're living in the last days, and it's a carnal, sinful, wicked, amen, day that people are going away from God, losing their love for God, loving their self more than God. Amen. It's all about the world and the pleasures of the world. So yes, it does look very much like today's churches that we look at. And today, people that say they believe. Well, if you believe, don't let God's grace be in vain. That's what Paul was preaching to them in verse number 2. I mean, in verse 1, he said, this gospel I preach to you, which you also receive, wherein you stand, by which also you're saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. Paul told them down there in verse 10, it wasn't in vain in my life. The grace that God brought your way, it has to be allowed to do something. Has to be allowed to do something. You see, God's first touch of grace that I'm aware of was His conviction on my life. And it kept bothering me. And it brought me to my knees in prayer. Well, what if I never allowed it to do that? What if I kept walking out? And kept walking out. Well, then that grace would have been vain, wouldn't it? And I mean, listen, when I heard the gospel, I mean, that I could believe to the salvation of my soul. What if I'd have just kept not believing? Not believing. That grace that God dripped into my ears. Amen. God let me hear so that I could have faith. Faith cometh by hearing. And I had never heard. But now I heard. So now I could believe. I could believe. I could have faith. That was God's grace trying to influence my life. What if I stopped up my ears and said no? It would have been in vain. It would have been in vain. Listen, vain doesn't mean that it was, you know, no good or should not have been done. No, what it means was it was wasted. Not by them, but by me. It was wasted by me. Listen, my preaching this morning to you, it's not in vain to me. Are you listening to me? It may be in vain to you, but it's not in vain to me. Amen. Listen, God will let me stand and be rewarded and be recorded for how I preach to you. Amen. And you will be standing before God someday as to what you did with it. It's not in vain for me. Listen, it's not a waste of my time. Amen. To come here. I come here 7 days a week. If somebody had come to hear me. Are you listening to me? If somebody wanted to hear. Somebody wanted to be saved. Hey, I'd come twice a day. 7 days a week. If God gave me strength. It's not in vain for me. Glory. It's not a waste for me. It might be a waste for you. But it's not a waste for me. Amen. And you know where a lot of pastors, and it just hit me, where a lot of pastors, including myself, get discouraged a lot of times is because, you know, you put that effort in. And it's not in vain. You pray and it's glorious when God helps you. And you feel the power of the Holy Spirit just resting upon you. And you know the Word's going out the way that God wanted it and the way that God intended it. Amen? But then people just don't take it, just won't do it, won't change. Amen? Won't even pray over it. Hey, are you listening to me? And they get discouraged because it's vain on them that heard. But it's not vain. It's not a waste of time. Amen? So I'll say this for any man of God that may listen to this later. It's not in vain. It's not in vain. It's not in vain. What John the Baptist preached, glory to God. He may have felt it was vain when he was in the prison, but it's not in vain. The Word of God's not in vain. When they put Peter upside down on the cross, the thought may have crossed his mind, but I want to tell you, it was not in vain. Amen. When Paul's head was laying on the chopped block, amen, the thought may have crossed his mind, but it was not in vain. The gospel of our Lord, Jesus Christ, given to the world, it's still the power of God. Paul told them, that gospel which I preached unto you in verse 1, which also ye have received, every part of that. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel. That was only by God's grace that he could do that. Which I preach, only by God's grace could he preach it. Unto you, only God's grace that they heard it, which also ye have received. If they received it, it was just by God's grace. And wherein ye stand, we stand today, church, in God's grace. Can't even stand on our own two feet, Brother Danny. Amen. All by God's grace. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. He said, by which also ye are saved. Amen. You still believe? Saved by grace through faith. That not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Hey, are you hearing me? This morning, glory. That's what Paul was telling them. If you're saved, it's by grace today that you're saved. Hallelujah. Amen. By which also you're saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you. Why? Because a lot of people looks like they get the bucket load. But they do like the story Jesus told. He went their way and forgot. Or that seed, you know, that fell on stony ground. The birds swiftly came in and gobbled it up. That's a way of it leaving the ground, leaving the place where it could, possibly. Paul said there may have been some of yous that you got as much as everybody else, but you didn't keep it in memory. You didn't let it go from here to here. Amen. What I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Amen. The same, that message of God's grace. That God sent His only begotten Son into the world. That He died for our sin. He was buried. That He rose again. That He's alive. That gospel is the power of God. Amen. And Peter said, or Paul said, Peter saw Him, the 12 saw Him, the 500 saw Him, James saw Him, all the apostles saw Him, and he said, last of all, I saw Him. Hey, I saw Him. Glory to His name. He was glad, even though He was last, that He saw Him. He said, as one born out of due season. Now, listen, Paul's birth, spiritual birth, was after theirs, but he used a word that denotes born out of due time, like an abortion. He's saying, I wasn't born in the time I should have been born. What he was saying was, I should have been born back here when all the rest of them was. But he was glad to be born. Amen. Born a little late, but glad to be born. Amen. I am the least. I'm not meet to be called an apostle. Oh, the humility. Because I persecuted the church. That reflection of grace in his life. When you and I look at Paul, we don't see a persecutor of the church. When I look at Paul, it takes me a few minutes going through his life to remember the things he did before God saved him. My picture or the reflection that I get is of that soldier preaching the gospel on those missionary journeys, going before those tyrants, preaching to them, and it costing him his head. When I think of the Apostle Paul, the grace I see in his life is a man saying, my time's ready. Time of my departure's at hand. I have fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I have kept the faith. Amen. I see a whole nother man than Saul. I don't see Saul when I look at Paul. Amen. That is also God's grace is a benefit and a favor and a gift. I understand that. It's also a beauty. Ezra, when it talked about grace, sometimes many others, they talk about the beauty of someone. They have a grace about them. But this grace that we're talking about, this is all God's influence, and it accompanies us. It accompanies us. That's this grace. Not only a divine influence upon the heart and a reflection in the life, but it accompanies you and I. Look at verse 10. I'm about done. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace, which was bestowed upon me, gifted upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. It accompanied me. It's with me. I labored through every labor. And listen, I don't know necessarily that the Apostle Paul was talking about that he labored more than Peter or John or any of them, but some of those others that were trying to proselyte people away from the church. There were many of them. And you know what one writer called them? Said Paul was a laborer. They were loiterers. Amen. Amen. Paul wasn't a loiterer. He was a laborer. Amen. He had something to give people. Somebody that's a loiterer, listen, they're just standing there with empty hands and nothing to give. But Paul had grace with him. Amen. God's grace with him. And he told these Corinthians, he said, the same thing I got, I gave it to you. That which I also received. Amen. I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received. That grace that got me saved, that's the grace I passed on your way. Amen. That message, the same thing, I passed it on to you. That grace the God of heaven gives, it'll influence your life just like it influenced mine. Just like it influenced my granddaddy. Just like it influenced the man that preached to him and the man that preached before him. And I don't know if the people that are on down the line, saints of God, men and women that prayed and testified and witnessed of the goodness of God. Man of God's supplying hand. And they wasn't just talking about taters and beans. It's talking about something much more. I am what I am. No, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Glory to His name. Thank God for the grace that influences our life, that reflects upon us, that sojourns with us. Amen. I want you to stand.